First piece from the artist of the moment, Ramiz. Big up yourself, with our fingers crossed. If I say hello, I should get a response. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, blessing.
Big up yourself, Ramiz. Big welcome goes out to you on from everyone here at Reggae Space. Glad to see you locked in on the page as well.
It's a pleasure to be here, you know what I mean? Give thanks, man.
Yes, man. Big welcome to you. Just make everybody know what I'll go on. Tuesday night, a conversation, me, myself, Yendis, and Ramiz. Going to rinse through one and two of his tunes on the street at the moment, have a little conversation and find out a little bit about him. I think he's an artist on the rise at the moment. Big up yourself, J-O-N, Joanna, big up yourself. Going to rinse out this first tune, So In Love, Ramiz. You have anything to say about this one?
Well, you know what I mean, this one is very, you know, very personal, you know what I mean? You know, it's all for the lovers them out there, you know. No matter what, just stick it out, you know what I mean? Because love conquers all, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
People say that my love is a fake. Your friends say that you're making a mistake. Girl, you know my love for you I dare not take. I will always be around, so count on me. And there's no way that I'm quitting. No way that I'm losing you. I will fight for what we have. Baby, they will see we're so in love. So in love. Girl, so in love. So in love. You've been with me through the good and the bad. So there's no way they could take what we have. We're meant to be, and we're all that I need. Together, we shall conquer. Oh, no way that I'm quitting. No way that I'm losing you. We will fight for what we have. Baby, they will see we're so in love.
Your title, So In Love, featuring the voice of Ramiz. Big welcome again one more time to you, Ramiz. I'm very glad that you could join us here tonight. Just for those who haven't heard of you before, could you introduce yourself, say a little bit about you?
Yeah, certainly. Well, to everyone, you know, I'm Ramiz, you know, from Kingston, Jamaica. Now living in St. Catherine, you know, in Jamaica, so, you know. Well, and you know, I've been musically, you know, I've been attracted to music from ever since I was young, you know, to artists like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, you know, because my father used to involve in music also, you know, so I guess that's where it's all stemmed from, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, over the years, you know, I've been working on, you know, upgrading my craft to become the perfect artist to myself and to my listeners, you know what I mean? And I'm also like, like, I want to like make positive music, you know what I mean? To uplift me, the people in this time, you know what I mean? Lovers rock, rock steady, roots rock. That's where my bass is right now, you know?
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that your father was in the music business. In what way?
Huh?
In what way was he involved?
Oh, well, you know, back then, you know, he used to there in the era of Bob Marley and him when they see you yet, you know, he used to play in our bands and stuff, you know?
Oh, right.
Used to do a little lead singing also, you know?
Okay, okay. So that's where you get the seed of the idea to become an artist yourself, is it?
Yeah. It's an inborn thing, you know?
Yes. And he give you any tutoring, any coaching or encouragement and things like that?
Yeah, man, my father support me 100%, man. Also my family, you know what I mean? They all see the talent and they all want me to do my best, you know?
Yes,
become
yes.
a success at this, so, you know?
Okay, so when you first take up the mic or when you first start to sing, let's put it that way, when you first start realize that, you know, you have this talent?
Well, you know what I mean? Well, always I sing, you know, as I'm telling you from long time, you know, always I sing back some Bob Marley and other songs, you know, that, you know, have been influencing me and stuff, you know, so while I was singing, people usually say, yo, you know, you have a voice, do you? You know, you should, you know, work on it and upgrade it, but I didn't really take it serious until, you know, a certain time in my life when, you know, the music just started to eat me up and I realized that, yo, I got to get this thing out, you know, I have to sing, you know.
So how old were you at that time?
Well, I was like 17 at that time, you know.
Okay, okay.
Mm.
So you're still at school or you left school gone and done?
No, I'm finished with school right now, man. Right now it's just basically straight music, you know what I mean? Okay. You know, out of the studio every day, you know.
Yes, I noticed that. Every time I catch you, I look on your page, you know, you're just coming out the studio, I just going into the studio. It seems working, don't?
Yeah, well, you know, the music is a constant working thing, you know, easy and worse, you know, especially when you want to put across a quality product to your audience, you know, you have to spend time on it, you know, so.
Yeah. So who are you working with at the moment?
Well, right now, I'm working with a producer called Ronald Brown, you know what I mean? Youth Uprising Record, you know. You know, that's where I record these songs that you're playing. I have some other song that you have that, you know, I recorded other producers as well, because, you know, music is not just one person, it's everybody, you know, so.
Right.
Try to, you know, stretch myself across the board, you know?
Yeah. And which part of the island that studio there?
Well, that studio is still in St. Catherine, you know.
Okay.
Exactly where I live, so sometimes I just go over that studio as well. So.
But you mentioned that you spend time in Kingston. You're born in Kingston.
Well, yeah, I born in Kingston, and I've been all over still. I born in Kingston, live in Clarendon for a recent time, and. And I know I'm living in St. Catherine, you know?
Okay. You know, a lot of people around the world would know Kingston as being the center of reggae music in on the island of Jamaica. I'm wondering why you're not in the studios in Kingston and you prefer, you know, St. Catherine.
Well, I've been in the studio at Kingston as well. You know, I've been all over. I've not only been in St. Catherine studio, you know, it's just that I've been spending most of my time there because when I'm here, I get to, like, express myself more and, like, put me more inside of the music, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Just choose your locality.
Yeah.
All right. So how you find the Kingston vibe, then?
The Kingston vibe's great, you know what I mean? A whole lot of artists, you know, a whole lot of, you know, people around, so, you know what I mean? The vibe is great as well, too, you know, but it's just me, just want to feel like, This is personal to me, you know. This is something that I've always wanted to do, you know, musically.
Okay. Well, let's hear a next tune. Thank you for the little introduction. I'm sure people appreciate that. So big up yourself, Tomatic, and large up yourself, Promotance. I hope you see that Promotance pumping the shout box with some links from you. Big up yourself, Linford Nugent, Tragics on the bass, Janetta, large up. Here's the next track named We Want Peace.
Rammies. Representing for the ghetto youth. Wise up.
Ready for them. What am I gonna do, yeah? We want peace in the streets. We don't want no more gunshot. Beg you please, do what for ease. We don't want no more bloodbath. As you talk, them ready fi go squeeze it up. Inna your head, them a beat it up. Inna dark, them a pose with gun inna hand. Them ya youths and your care at all. Me tell you this. It's a gwan from the longest time. All I wanna do is commit more crime, yo. It's like a movie to them. When them weed off the Glock and them kill about 10. Bigger heads, nobody make no talk like you're not involved. Don't make no promises because you're not gonna fulfill none. All the youth them way you lock it off. Beg you keep it calm. Yo, me tired and me wild.
We want peace in the street.
Oh boy, what a tune. Big up yourself, Ramiz. That tune there, you're talking about how things are rough in the ghetto and you want peace and too much gunshot and bloodbath and thing and thing. You see much of that?
Well, you know what I mean? This tune is just like, you know, is what I see, you know, what's going on, you know, not only in Jamaica, but all over the world, you know what I mean? So,
true.
You know, I feel it's my duty as an artist, as someone who express the feeling and the emotion of myself and other people, you know, to write and record a song like this, you know, because we need to edify the people and what's going on, you know?
What's going wrong with these young people and walking with gun and knife?
Well, I guess some of them, they really don't have any... Or should I say this? No, any mentors, you know what I mean? They don't have anybody to look up to, and the person that they're looking up to are so-called gangsters, so, you know?
Yes.
I guess that's what they want to do now, because we don't have nobody, like, the people who is preaching righteousness are not getting the exposure, you know, so...
Well, it's interesting you said that, because I like you say, it's either gangsters or some of them dancehall artists that they're looking up to and following on from. Don't you notice that?
Yeah, that's what I basically see nowadays, you know what I mean? So that's why I say I want to keep it real, you know, and just focus on, you know, positive message to uplift the youths, you know what I mean? Because, you know, once music is one of the greatest, you know, way of influencing people right now, so I have to be careful of what I'm putting out there, you know,
yes,
people to listen to, so.
Ramiz. Representing for the ghetto youth. Wise up.
Oh, ready for them. What am I gonna do, yeah? Oh. We want peace in the streets. We don't want no more gunshot. Beg you please, do what for ease. We don't want no more bloodbath. As you talk, them ready fi go squeeze it up. Inna your head, them a beat it up. Inna dark, them a pose with gun inna hand. Them ya youths and your care at all.
Me tell you this. It's a gwan from the longest time. All I wanna do is commit more crime, yo. It's like a movie to them. When them weed off the Glock and them kill about 10. Bigger heads, nobody make no talk like you're not involved. Don't make no promises because you're not gonna fulfill none. All the youth them way you lock it off. Beg you keep it calm. Yo, me tired and me wild.
We want peace in the streets. We don't want no more gunshots. Beg you please, do what for ease. We don't want no more bloodbath. As you talk, them ready fi go squeeze it up. Inna your head, them a beat it up. Inna dark, them a pose with gun inna hand. Them ya youths and your care at all.
So get to youth. Full time you elevate yourself. Work for a better future in a war. Don't dwell, yow. It grieve my heart to hear another innocent die out there. Look here for the youths, them a tell. I got me see the light. Them turn the youths, them in a gonda. We want peace in the streets. We don't want no more gunshot. Beg you please, do what for ease. We don't want no more bloodbath.
Yes, big respect goes out to you, Ramiz, each and every time. From you making tunes like this, you'll get enough rotation here on Reggae Space. Trust me on that. But you mentioned sometime that, you know, the conscious music and the positive music don't get enough promotion or rotation. How do you find getting your music heard in Jamaica?
Well, getting your music heard in Jamaica is one big competition still.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you have to go from the roots to build your fan base with the people, you know what I mean? From the people, them say, you know, yeah, your tune gone or whatever. Then, you know, these radio disc jocks or whoever in the media will, you know, look at you. That's the way how it is right now, you know?
Right.
But so you have 1 and 2 people support real music still, and you know, right, give a song a play.
Okay, so they don't normally gravitate to the positive messages if the people them demonstrate that they're liking that kind of tune, that kind of artist, then they will follow.
Yeah, simple.
I see. So what about getting your music heard elsewhere? I know you're on the internet enough times and you have your Facebook page. How you get a feel for how your music doing internationally?
Yeah, well, you don't know. Well, the internet is the place where, you know, everyone meets, you know what I mean? You know, so yeah, I'm on Facebook, as I mentioned, you know, and, you know, in touch with people all over, you know, who give my music a listen. Also on Reverb Nation, you know, Ramiz also at Reverb Nation. You know, I'm at number 33 right now.
Wow.
So I'm getting, you know, great views.
Yes. It looks like your career moving forward quite well at the moment. You'd agree?
Yeah, you know, slowly but surely, you know.
That's good. Just let me, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pronouncing your name as Ramiz. Is so it go?
Yeah, man, Ramiz, man, you're right on the mark, man.
Okay. Well, it's an original name. I don't hear about too many Ramiz. Where that name come from?
Oh, until it's my father, you know. My father, from before I was born, he must say, his story is like, he said, if you have a son, you know, I call him Ramiz, you know? So, yeah.
Okay.
So I got that name. I don't quite exactly sure what influenced him to give me that name, but according to him, you know, it's just, it come up in his mind one day and he was like, you know what, I'm gonna name my son Ramiz.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's your real name, it's not stage name?
No, that's actually my stage name. Real name is Vernon Smith, you know?
Oh, right, okay.
Mm.
Okay, and Ramiz, have any special meaning, you know?
Well, not from where I'm not concluded the research on that. Research on that as yet still, you know, I'm doing my own research, not my father's research, cause, you know, probably it's just a name that he heard in his somewhere and he was like it and just use it, but
all right.
I'm doing my own background check on that.
Okay. So the tunes I'm playing right now, they're singles. You're collecting them together, maybe you're gonna put the album out in the future. How'd that go?
Yeah, well, these singles are definitely leading up to an album, you know what I mean? As I said, you know, this is just to give the people a taste of what's coming, you know, and the direction I want to take my music in, you know. So, you know, there's no confusion.
Okay. So your bio and your webpage talk about this title with name Yard Soul. Explain how Yard Soul is. What name's Yard Soul?
Well, all right. According to the producers, them when I was working with at the time, you know, it's just the whole feeling of me being in the studio and my expression and the rhythms. You know what I mean? It's like them when I'm singing, they're hearing an overseas artist and a reggae rhythm, and they're like, "Yo, you know, say you have an international song, but you have a Jamaican sound, it kind of blend and all kind of stuff." So I'm like, they're like, "Yo, you know what? Yard Soul, that's a, you know, that's the name for it." I was like, "Yo, you know, so the name, they cool though. I would just stick on to the name, man."
right. Cause I know, say you was listening to R&B and soul and all kind of music when you were young, so.
Yeah, man, every one of them, man, cause, you know, try to keep an open mind when it comes on to music, you know what I mean? I don't try to limit myself in any box, you know.
Right.
So listen, everything.
Okay, so you prefer go down the reggae route rather than the R&B route, is so?
Yeah, well, I will do R&B, you know, but for me, I feel if I stick to the roots, because as you can see, you know what I mean, nowadays artists, they are not sticking to the roots, and music is kind of getting watered down, you know, so I want to be one of the artists then where would bring back reggae, although reggae not gone away, but to introduce back that sound there in the mainstream, you know, make people all over the world know, say, reggae music not dead, it not gone away, it's still there, you know?
Yes. And it's an interesting term you use there, getting it watered down, because, you know, enough of the artists nowadays, some of the new artists, they I don't know if you can recognize what they're making as reggae anymore.
A joke, man. Yeah, them lost them sense of direction, you know. Need for start listening back some of the Bob Marley, them when Peter touched the Dennis Brown, you know what I mean? Burning Spears. Need for listen what them artists and man and stick to the roots, man, my guys. You know what I mean? Our music, the world music, so I can't really too drift from it. I'm gonna take up somebody else's music, you know what I mean?
It's true. It's like they're taking up the R&B and really making that the center of their music, and then just flavor it with a little bit of reggae instead of, you know, the other way around. That's the way I would look at it, you know. Trying to get some of the R&B people to feature, you know, to gravitate to the reggae instead of the other way around.
Yeah, so what I'm not understanding is that, remember when Bob Marley had the music, you know, Bob Marley never mixing music with the R&B night.
True.
You understand? Him give them the real raw reggae, and the people them still gravitate towards it, and they will still do that now, even if they do it right now. So you know what I mean? We don't need to change up the thing. We just need to stick to the roots.
Yes, man. And you used a word earlier on about duty, and I guess that you mean in that in terms of both reggae music, but also in terms of as an artist, your influence on young people and the listening public. Also?
Yeah, man. Cause, you know, as an artist, you have a great influence, you know, and the people them listen to you, and you know, as you can see, and you know, the people them really, really, really take it in. So you have to be careful where you feed to the people in mind, you know, because when I want a more Zambian society, I want some youth to listen and you know, do the positive thing right now to build back the nation and build back the country, build back the world, you know.
Yes, man. And why you using the word zombie? What kind of people you call zombie?
Well, I mean, people that follow other people without a cause, you know, without a real positive reason, you know.
Yeah.
It's not being anything positive, so I don't see the reason for that. And, you know, that to me is foolishness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I have a next tune I want to play here, named Jah Guide, and I'm wondering now, how much of an influence, how important is it that you, you know, your religion or your faith is with you in your music?
Well, you know, it helped to keep me grounded, because, you know, as a young youth, it's easy to get distracted out there right now with all the foolishness going around. So, you know, this keep me grounded, you know what I mean? Big up to Pickhead, you know, Dubcore, you know, they are the one that produced this song, you know. It's a beautiful song, you know, I love this song, so.
Live conversation right now, Yendis and Ramiz.
Father, protect me. Why won't they leave me alone?
Father, forgive them, cause they know not what they do.
Father, you keep me going on when the pagans rise up to conquer me. Father, you keep me going strong. Take me out of the darkness. Father, you keep me going on when the pagans rise up to conquer me. Father, you keep me going strong. I don't know why the Edens want me to go down. I work every night and day just to get my own. Them sit bum kinda and no gossip about me. Why won't they find something to do and let me be? Father, you keep me going on when the pagans rise up to conquer me. Father, you keep me going strong. Take me out of the darkness. Father, you keep me going on when the
the pagans rise up to conquer me. Father, you keep me going strong. It's not easy to be forced to do wrong. Working 9 to 5 just to get rope. I thank you, Jack, it's you have made me see. The open door so I can set myself free. Father, you keep me on and on when the pagans rise up to conquer me. Father, you keep me going strong. Take me out of the darkness. Father, you keep me going on when the pagans rise up to conquer me. Father, you keep me going strong.
You got some nice singles getting ready for your first LP. Is it your first LP that's coming?
No, yeah, actually, this will be the second one, you know, because the first one, you know, is kind of R&B. You know, it's called Love Potion, you know, just recently released, and got it last year released on Amazon, you know.
Okay.
So, but that album is like a mixture of R&B and soul, you know. That's when I was trying to figure out, you know, where I belong in music.
Oh,
it's a quite, you know, it's a very beautiful album as well, you know, but, you know.
Okay, so you're still finding yourself musically, and you drop a more R&B sound, and
yeah.
Since then, you mature, or you move forward, or developing your music, and you move into towards what, the more roots, and more...
Yeah, more roots, because these tracks that you're playing are, you know, are recent tracks that I did, so this is the direction that I want to take the music, you know what I mean, because I find that I'm able to express myself better on these kind of music, because, you know, it resonates with me, you know. It's my roots, so.
Okay, okay. And you feel more comfortable with this kind of vibe, yeah?
Which is right, you know, yeah.
Okay, but the other LP is still available. People can purchase it online through Amazon and such, yes?
Yeah, man, people can check it out on Amazon, man. As I said, it's a beautiful compilation, you know, called Love Potion, you know. And Rami's at, you know, Amazon.com.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
You're gonna check it out and get a feel of that as well too, you know?
Okay, okay. And we mentioned earlier about your Facebook, and people can hit you up there and friend you up. You welcome that, yes?
Yeah, man, people can check me out at Ramiz Smith at Facebook.com. Also Reverb Nation, you know. Ramiz Yard Soul at Reverb Nation, you know. Same way.
Right. And look at your page, and you mentioned that you're looking at a manager as well, is it?
Yeah, well, you know, currently without management, you know, it'd be nice, because, you know, artists need to spend more time, you know, thinking about writing, you know, his song, and, you know, projecting his voice in studio, you know what I mean? It'd be nice to have somebody deal with the business side of the music as well, you know?
Okay, okay. Well, I'm sure if anybody's listening, or either listening right now live or listening to the recording, they can hit you up on Facebook or Reverb Nation and make the link and see if they can work with you, don't?
Yeah, man, them can listen up, man, and you know, see if I'm going to feel and see if it can work, you know, because welcome anybody who is willing to deal with good music, you know. Anyone who is willing to spend the time to make good music, you know, that's what I'm dealing with, so.
And you write your own songs and such. How you do with the lyricists?
Yeah, man, I write my own song, man, and make rhythm too sometimes, you know, when I feel like it, you know,
it?
So.
So you
I'm very expressive musical, you know, so.
Okay, so you can build rhythm as well.
Yeah, man, the song when you play is So In Love. You know, I made that rhythm, you know, so.
Oh, right, okay, so you have enough talent.
Yeah.
So you prefer singer or make rhythm? How you go?
Well, I prefer singing still. Like, making rhythm is just something that, like, I'm home right now and I'm vibing, then, you know, I would make a rhythm for that song. But if I'm at the studio, which I am most time, you know, the guys at the studio make the rhythm, like Columbia and, you know, Resonance Project, you know, big Resonance and Oyede, you know.
Right, right, right. So what about the lyrics writing? You find that easy or what?
Well, I don't know how it is for most artists still, but for me, you know, I can hear a rhythm right now and just write a song right now, and, you know, that's how me work. I don't know, it just happened naturally. It's like, it's nothing forced, or if a boss me bring me think about, oh my God, what am I going to say now? There's so many things to talk about, Bob Marley say, there's so many things to say right now, and he's right. You know, can't know that things right, so.
Okay, and you're one of the artists that, you know, memorize things, or you put pen to paper?
Memorize things, but, you know, it's good to put pen to paper because, you know, it helps you to construct your song even more better than when you just go into the studio and just flow it.
Yes. Okay, and what about the live show? You do many live shows?
Yeah, man, I've been doing some live show, you know, some underground live show, as you would call it, you know, around in communities. They have this peace concert thing that was going on the other day, and I was there, you know, performing, doing my thing, you know, reaching out to the people as well. I have not done any major show since Sunfest and stuff, you know what I mean? I won a competition that led me to Sunfest last year, so... You know, I think it's because of lack of management and, you know, a good team around me. That's why, you know, I haven't been doing any tours or anything yet, because, you know, I've been doing the music right, so.
Right.
I guess
right.
When those people step in, all these things will, you know, manifest itself, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, you know, you're doing pretty well right now, creating some good tunes, and you're right, you can't really do two things one time. You're either singing and writing and creating, and then next person, you know, can be engaged to do the management, you know, find your gigs and shows and such. So, that's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what missing right now, you know?
And you mentioned a competition you win. What competition was that?
Well, CVM TV, you know, that's in Jamaica, a television station in Jamaica, you know, like, they have this thing called Run the Track, you know, where you enter to, you know, to go on Sunfest and stuff, and I go there and I perform my song, and, you know, I won, so.
Wow.
It was a great experience for me back then, you know.
So that's an island-wide competition and you win?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Win the first round, I mean last round, win everything, you know.
Wow, that's really that must give you some encouragement, yes?
Yeah, man, and a lot of exposure too, you know, because, you know, people have been hearing the song, because, you know, most of the song has been getting airplay, so they've been hearing them, but they have not, like, put a face to the name yet, so
right.
Competition kind of, you know,
help
them to see who is singing.
Well, I was looking at your bio, and you mentioned this word, shy, aren't you? it's surprising to me. Every week I'm hearing an artist tell me, say they were shy when they were small, and they were shy to pick up the mic and sing in front of people, and them same one turn out to be the biggest stars, them, you know.
A true one. Well, I guess being shy kind of keep you real, keep you to yourself, you know what I mean, cause I don't know. Well, always shy from liquor still, but I don't know. As you grow up, you know, so you have to grow with certain things, guy. You know, you have a job to do, you know what I mean? You can't make shyness stop you from going, you're going to sing, so.
Yeah.
You have to put shyness aside for now.
Okay, cool. Well, we're glad you overcome the shyness and you can shy really and do stage shows and live entertainment and it seems that, I don't know, it's really good that you overcome them things and can become a man and as you say, you know, move from youth and drop certain habit and thing, yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna show, man, because in this time I can't afford to be fooling, I have to know what I had, you know. So
yes. Well, I have a next tune I want to play, make the people hear some of your stuff. This one features Magano.
Oh yeah, this is called Warning You, you know. It's a beautiful song, you know, because, like, she has me a cheat upon her, you know, according to the song, and she warned me at them, say, yo, leave for stop or she gonna leave, so.
Said I'm warning you. trust me, then I don't trust you. I heard you talking to Tyrone. Then she's my friend.
Is she your friend?
She's my friend.
Just my friend. Then I'm warning you. I know that you were cheating, baby.
And I'm telling you that I am not playing you.
And I know it too. I see the strange way you're acting.
I'm just showing you.
I'm sure a lot of people will identify with these lyrics here, you know, Ramiz.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, well, it's not unusual for misunderstandings to lead to some kind of friction and even break up in relationship, don't?
A true man, see? That's why this tune was very fun when we were making this tune, me and Morgan, you know what I mean? It was really funny because we're thinking the same thing that you're saying, you know, a lot of misunderstanding end up into this hole.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm wondering now, this one might look good on video. You think about making videos for your tunes?
Yeah, man, well, currently I only did 2 videos still. A okay. Video for this would be nice, of course, you know?
Okay, okay. And who you use to do your videos? You using the same people every time or what?
Well, for now, at the point in time right now, I've been working with this young video producer called Granville, you know what I mean? From Portmore, Jamaica, you know? He's very talented and, you know, we believe in the young people as well, so,
yeah.
You know, working with him. And I work with him on a single from the album that I did before called, you know, Good Love.
Yeah.
We did a video for that song. You know, but then, you know, it was very great. It's also on YouTube. So anybody want to, you know, check it out, just go on YouTube and type Ramiz Yard Soul and, you know, look for Good Love and you see it.
Right, right. I see that and I put it on my page as well so people can check it out right here on Reggae Space. It's a nice video, beach setting, pretty girl, and you know, it's really, really a nice video. Okay, I'm thinking now about what you were saying earlier about blending and fusing R&B with reggae and such, and you mentioned that you prefer to go the reggae route rather than the R&B route. I'm wondering what direction you might turn in the next future. You know, you're settling in the Roots and Lovers, or are you going, you know, add more strings to your bow?
Well, you know, as an artist, people need something to identify you as an artist. And I feel I should use reggae to identify me as an artist. Not saying that I'm putting myself in a box and I'm not going to do any R&B anymore. I ain't dancehall anymore. You know, it's just that if somebody say, yo, who is Ramiz? You know, they say, oh, you know, Ramiz is a reggae artist still.
Right,
but,
right,
you know,
right.
Venture into other music as well. But reggae music is the root of who I am as an artist. You know, it's from where I come from. You know, look away if it, artists from Jamaica, you know what I mean, just to do American music,
yeah.
Which I have nothing against American music, you know, it's very great as well, but I think I should stick to what I know best.
Yes. Well, we're glad for that, because we're a reggae-based radio station. Not that we don't play anything else, but, you know, our root and our main purpose is to promote reggae music, and positive
yeah.
Reggae music, that's why we got you here, you get me?
Yes, man, give thanks, man.
Yes, because it seems easy for a lot of artists to go the other way, you know, and try and you know, get hype and some of the less conscious lyrics to get noticed and to you know, and you decide to left them ways and go for the positive, don't?
Yeah, you know, as my mother used to say to me, say, you know, don't follow the crowd, but the crowd follow you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And as I hear, like, some elder in the music industry say, you know, all these artists are commercial artists. You know what I mean? They're not doing any music that, you know, the next 20 years down the line, they can take up the song there and play it back and say, Johnny, remember this song? You know, I want to make music, like, even when, you know, next 30 years from now, somebody can play around me CD and say, Johnny, the song I sound like it just released yesterday.
Yes,
that's
yes.
The kind of music I'm into making, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we're very glad that you have spent time with us, and hopefully people will have get a nice introduction to you, and you know, they can hit you up on your Facebook and your Reverb Nation. I got one more tune I want to play, and you might want to think about who and who you want to big up. I'm going to big up each and everyone who I can see on the base right now. Climb No Trees, big and up. DJ Queenie is here. Big up I Faithful, artist out of Jamaica. Big up Janetta Linford Nugent, artist out of Connecticut. Big up Linus of Judah, graphics queen. Pablo P out of Cardiff, UK. Promotants working the shout box. Queen Easy, the management representative here tonight. Large up yourself, Ramiz. And Reggae Lady, Selector Roast Breadfruit is on the base. Big up yourself, King. And Somali out of BDA. And Tomatic en Francais. And Tragic Cardiff and Williams just down the road from me in Telford. And big up Yard Rhythm. Hope to see you in a few weeks' time. And this last track I want to play, it seems it's fresh, out of the studio you've been working. Named Why Don't You Love Me?
Yeah, well, this song is currently new, you know what I mean? This song is very personal as well, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it relates to a lot of people as well too, you know. And it's a beautiful song, you know, that I made for the people, you know. Big up Ronald Brown, you know, he was the one that, you know, suggested the idea to me and say, you know, why don't you do a song like that? So much respect to him, much respect to all the people that support and love the music all over the world, you know what I mean? One love.
And you say it's a personal song. Is there somebody out there that you would say these words to? Why don't you love me?
Well, I guess everybody would have asked that to somebody special, right? Or somebody with a love but not getting, you know, the attention or something.
Why, Ramiz? The first time I hear it, you know, you sent it only yesterday, and I don't even get time to listen it, because I listen to rest and I'm happy with the rest, and I say, yeah, man, this is all right. But it's the first time I hear it just now, and I hear some kind of, you know, Studio One original bassline. You remember the rhythm or where it come from?
Yeah, man, I mean, rebuild about the rhythm, man, because, you know, as I said, Ronald Brown, you know. Yeah, he's involved in music too for a long time, and he come to me and he say, oh, you need to, you know, why don't you make a song like this? And you know, he was the one that introduced me to the rhythm, and then I remake it and write the song on it and stuff.
Okay, where the rhythm come from? Where did the original track come from, you know?
Well, it's a song called Rocksteady, you know, from back then. I'm not quite sure of the artist them who sing on it, but it's definitely a studio and you know, the song called Rocksteady on it. And, you know, he wanted me to sing about that song at first, but I was like, no, I want to express myself on the rhythm.
Okay, well, I'm going to look out the original and see if I can play it right afterwards. This is Why Don't You Love Me, featuring the voice of Ramiz on a rhythm built by himself.
When you don't see me, I guess I'm I'd be then I stick around for you. What more you want me to do? Why don't you love me? Why does it seem I am not good enough for you? Why don't you need me, baby? Haven't I given all I have to give to you? Yeah, yeah. I'm wasting my time, then I should leave. I wanna know, why don't you love me? Yeah, but while as it seems I am not good enough for you, why don't you need me, baby? Haven't I given all I have to give to you?
Big time, Ramiz. Take our old Studio One style rhythm, the original from the Uniques, track entitled People Rock Steady, and rebuild it and put your own vibes on it and make your own tune. Why Don't You Love Me? As a big thing that.
Give thanks, man.
Yes, enough respect goes out to you. Right, and I have to say big thanks to spending some time with us. I know you're a busy person in the studio a lot, and you know, working on the LP. You have a bunch of singles right now. How many are you gonna work on before you release them as an LP?
Well, right now, you know what I mean, I'm just voicing, recording, you know, recording the some new singles at the moment. You know, these singles that you just play, you know, are so-called teasers, you know, to what's going to be on the album, so people can know, okay, this is what I'm going to look forward to on the album, you know. It's the spice of the thing, you know, so you're just finishing up some new single right now, and, you know, when these singles are finished, then, you know, we'll come together and we'll put everything together and we'll introduce it to the people, you know, so...
Well, many thanks for being here, and I'm looking forward to when the LP drop. How many you feel you're gonna connect together and put on the LP?
Well, we're considering like 13 songs or so, you know. You know, 'cause I wanted to give the people you know, a nice variety of song, you know, to listen to and a nice feel. So
yes,
13, yeah.
Okay. Anybody you'd like to big up before we let you go?
Yeah, I want to big up the whole Facebook family who constantly supporting Ramiz, you know, all the people from, you know, Reverb Nation, everybody all over, my family, my friend, father, I'm loving it, see? One love to all of the people who are constantly supporting music, bless.
Yes, man. I'm going to let this tune run out now, your version of the People Get Ready track, and say goodnight to you, and many thanks for being with us.
Yeah, man, it's my pleasure, man. Bless you.
Haven't I given all I have to give to you?
out. Wow. Big up yourself, Rammies. Big track there. Why Don't You Love Me? Rebuilt the Studio One rhythm for his own purpose. Large up Rammies every time. A big respect to everyone who's been listening for the last couple hours. Make sure you link up with Rammies on Facebook or Reverb Nation.